From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attendance at the G7 meeting in Italy of foreign ministers appears to be overshadowed by his trip to Moscow on Wednesday for talks with Russian leaders. Tillerson accused Moscow of failing to prevent the alleged chemical attack by the Assad regime that killed nearly 100 people in Syria, including children. Tillerson has urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase. In Washington Monday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said additional military activity in Syria remains an option.
The sight of people being gassed and blown away by barrel bombs ensures that if we see this kind of action again, we hold open the possibility of future action.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the group of seven foreign ministers are considering imposing new sanctions on Russian individuals over Moscow's support for Syrian President Assad. Johnson also explained why he declined to go to Russia this week at the request of his U.S. counterpart.
I think it's very important in these circumstances for the world to present a united front and for there to be absolutely no ambiguity about the message. And the message that we're sending to the Russians is very, very clear. Do they want to stick with a toxic regime? Do they want to be eternally associated with a guy who gasses his own people?
Britain has been among those calling for most strongly tough new approaches to Russia. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. The president's request comes just days after a U.S. Navy strike group steamed toward the Korean Peninsula to send a message to Pyongyang. A South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman said Monday the deployment of the Carl Vinson to the Western Pacific region was in response to the serious situation on the Korean Peninsula. Neil Gorsuch became a U.S. Supreme Court justice Monday, 14 months after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Gorsuch took his oath of office at the Supreme Court and at a White House ceremony.
Our hearts, as Dr. Marsden expressed, are broken.
That was obviously not Judge Gorsuch. Judge Gorsuch's addition does mean the Supreme Court now has a full bench of nine justices. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100 as worshippers gathered to mark Palm Sunday. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. Egypt's Christian minority makes up roughly 10% of the population. They have increasingly been targeted by Islamist extremists. The hacking tools used by the U.S. intelligence agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, also known as the CIA, may have been involved in at least 40 cyber attacks in 16 countries. Those are the findings in a report released Monday by the computer security company Symantec. It said in its report it based its information on files from the CIA released by WikiLeaks last month. It found that tools in WikiLeaks' recent releases have been linked to the electronic infiltration of international financial, energy, and aerospace organizations across the world. The CIA refused to comment directly on the report by the company or the authenticity, that is, of the documents released by WikiLeaks. U.S. police say a man shot and killed a woman in an elementary school in the western state of California Monday before taking his own life. Police do not believe the two students wounded were targeted by the shooter. The authorities did not immediately say if there is a relationship between the suspect and the victims. A suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest penetrated a fortified Somali National Army base in Mogadishu Monday, killing at least five soldiers. Somali government military sources told VOA the bomber targeted the largest training camp for the Somali army. In a separate explosion in the city of Abu Dhal Qadir Asman, an official working with the Somali Education Ministry was killed when an explosive device affixed to his car detonated. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for that attack. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.